Welcome back. We are learning, this is Shlomo Schwartz, we are learning Masechta Pesachim, and we are up to Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah is going to discuss the Korban Chagiga that was brought together with the Korban Pesach. In the Pasuk in Dvorim, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Beis, the Torah says, V'zavachta Pesach L'Shem Elokecha Tzon U'Bokor, that you will bring as a zevach, a sacrifice to Hashem, tzon u'bakar. And our rabbis tell us that the tzon is for the Korban Pesach, and the bakar, the cattle, is for the Korban Chagiga. That there's a Korban, there's a hint, the pasuk, that the Korban Chagiga is brought together with the Korban Pesach. Why is that? So the rabbis explain that because the Korban Pesach has to be eaten ala sova, has to be eaten when one is pretty much satiated and not hungry, and the Korban Pesach is brought from a more specific group of animal, so not always that easy to come by. So at first, the people need to fill themselves with another Korban, a Korban Shlamim, a Korban Chagiga, and after the Korban Shlamim, when they are almost full, then they can eat the Korban Pesach. So the Chagiga, in effect, is brought with the Korban Pesach, but it's not really a mitzvah by itself. It is connected to the Korban Pesach. So says the Mishnah, and not in all cases do you bring the Chagiga with the Korban Pesach. In certain cases you do, and in certain cases you don't. So the Mishnah explains, Emasai mevi Chagiga ima. When do you bring a Korban Chagiga together with the Korban Pesach? Says the Mishnah, Bizman shehu bo b'chol. When the Korban is Erev Pesach, Yudalit comes out on a weekday. That's number one. Batahara, when most of the people that the Korban is being brought for are Tahor. Uvamuot, and where you have very little of the Korban Pesach to go around, so you wouldn't be able to feed everybody with the Korban Pesach and have them be satiated so that it's eaten ala sova. So in all these three instances, you would bring a Chagiga with it. So, for example, Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, you would not bring the Korban Chagiga with it, because only the Shechita of the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos, not the Chagiga. If most of the people are Tamei, you would not bring a Korban for the group. And finally, if the Korban Pesach, there's enough of the Korban Pesach to go around and feed everybody so that it's eaten ala sova, you would not bring a Korban Chagiga in that instance either. So the Mishnah continues, Vizman shehu bo b'Shabbos, when the Korban Pesach is being brought on Shabbos, Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, or b'Meruba, or where you have many people, not many people, you have plenty of the Korban Pesach to feed everybody, over Tumah, and Betumah, where most of the people are Tamei. So in all these instances, you would not bring the Korban Chagiga together with the Korban Pesach, because the Korban Pesach can be eaten by itself, or can only be eaten by itself, like on Shabbos, because it's only the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos. So therefore, in these instances, Ein Mavien Imo Chagiga, you would not bring together with the Korban Pesach a Chagiga, because again, the Chagiga on the 14th is not a Chov, it's a Rishus. It's not an obligatory mitzvah. It's a Rishus, and it's brought to help to ensure that the Korban Pesach is ultimately eaten ala sova, while people are satiated. Mishnah Dalit. Chagiga, just to show the point that we made earlier about how the Korban Pesach is brought from a more specific group of animal as opposed to the Chagiga, which can come from a broader group. Mishnah tells us, Chagiga ha-saba min ha-tzon. The Chagiga could be brought from tzon, from sheep, bin ha-bakar, from cattle, min ha-kvasim, also sheep, bin ha-izim, from male, uminanakevas. So it's a large variety of animals that can be used to bring for the Korban Shlamim, for the Chagiga. As opposed to the Korban Pesach, which the Korban Pesach is only brought basically from Son and Ezen. And it's also not brought from Nekeva, it's only from Zecharim, as the Bartanura points out. The Mishnah also adds V'necheles l'shnei yom v'layla echad. Another difference between the shlamim, the shlamei chagiga, and the Korban Pesach is that it's eaten for 2 days and one night, so you can have it on your dalet, and leil tesvav, and tesvav, as opposed to the Korban Pesach, which is only eaten on basically leil rishon shel Pesach until chatzos. So it's a much more limited time where you can eat the Korban Pesach. And the Kahati brings down that the Rambam says that if you have basar from the Chagiga on the Shulchan, on the table, together with the basar Korban Pesach, so you do not differentiate and allow yourself to eat the basar Chagiga after Chatzos. Everything has to be eaten or consumed of by Chatzos, so that you shouldn't come to confuse the basar of the Pesach with the basar of the Chagiga. With that, we end Mishnah Dalit. I look forward to continuing with you, Mishnah Hay.